An alleged pattern of unlawful conduct with minors has led to criminal charges against a local synagogue youth minister. 41-year-old Michael Carlton of Canton is accused of targeting at least two juveniles who attended the Star in the East in Plain Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the offenses occurred at the synagogue from January 2023 until March of this year. Carlton was arrested on a warrant Wednesday. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Carlton faces multiple misdemeanor charges, including grooming, assault, and sexual imposition. Bond is set at $500,000 for a Canton man charged with a deadly shooting. 18-year-old Javon Ogden was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges of reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. A status conference is set for Wednesday. Canton police say 21-year-old Delasia Bruton was found dead from a gunshot wound on 11th Street Northeast Tuesday afternoon. Ogden was arrested nearby. The court also ordered him to have no contact with Bruton's family. Alliance City Council members are using an 18-month moratorium to figure out what rules should govern future data centers. Councilman Philip Mastriani says a subcommittee held its first workshop Tuesday, with different committees now studying specific concerns. Those include utility use and costs, economic and environmental impacts, zoning, noise, safety, traffic, and neighborhoods. Mastriani says local experts will be brought in to help develop regulations. The next workshop is October 20th. Louisville police say a man was driving 100 miles per hour during a high-speed pursuit Tuesday. 39-year-old Tyson McGee of Canton allegedly drove around other vehicles and through red lights on Route 62 just east of California Avenue. McGee was arrested shortly after the pursuit. He's charged with failure to comply, plus speeding and driving under suspension. McGee was arraigned today and his bond was set at $50,000. A status conference is scheduled for tomorrow. A Canton man is staying in his home despite being told by city code enforcement to leave after a car crashed into it. 79-year-old Ronnie Asbell tells the repository the Tuesday crash damaged the foundation, shifted his front porch, and cut off electricity. A 24-year-old Canton woman was cited for failure to control and driving without insurance. She's set for arraignment in municipal court September 16th. The crash occurred in the 1200 block of Maple Avenue Northeast. The 177th Stark County Fair is underway with a new king and queen crowned Tuesday. Becca Bonner, a Tuslaw High School senior, is this year's fair queen. Anthony McCracken of Beach City is the fair king. Amelia Rohr of North Lyons and Daniel Peterson of Maslin were named runners-up. The fair continues through Labor Day, with the royal court taking part in livestock shows, concerts, and other activities. A mistrial has been declared in the trial of a Minerva man accused in a deadly October 2024 crash in Rootstown Township. 44-year-old Matthew Sims is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide in the deaths of 80-year-olds David Moore and Garnett McLaughlin. Jurors began deliberations Friday and continued Monday, but could not agree on a verdict. Judge Becky Doherty declared the mistrial Tuesday. Sims remains held on a $150,000 bond. His new trial is set for February 23rd. The Summit Metro Crash Response Team is investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Streetsboro. Police say Wayne Selby of Streetsboro was southbound on Page Road early Tuesday when he lost control and hit a utility pole between Miller Parkway and Hannum Drive. Selby was pronounced dead at the scene. Page Road was closed more than 3 hours. Columbiana County Commissioners have approved an emergency purchase of road salt after receiving no bids for the county's normal summer purchase. The county will spend up to $125,000 for salt at about $126 a ton. Commissioners say ODOT's cooperative program won't be available until January. The board also approved fiber optic work and received an update on changes to Beaver Valley Power Station's emergency alert system. A Mahoning County grand jury will hear the case of a Youngstown couple accused of locking an 11-year-old boy in a dog cage. 67-year-old Franklin Heisler and 33-year-old Chu Yu Zheng are each charged with felony child endangering. Both turned themselves in and waived their preliminary hearings Wednesday in Youngstown Municipal Court. Police say the boy was found locked in the cage during an August 3rd house fire on Forest View Drive. Bond for each is set at $50,000. A federal judge has dismissed part of a wrongful death lawsuit over a drug overdose at a private Youngstown prison. Judge Benita Pearson ruled the lawsuit didn't provide enough evidence to support a claim that CoreCivic and a former warden failed to protect inmate Montel Williams. Williams died in October 2023 after ingesting fentanyl or another dangerous drug. Judge sent the remaining wrongful death claim back to Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Charges have been filed following a deadly motorcycle crash in Howland Township. 30-year-old Stephen Mazzola faces vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter charges. The Highway Patrol says Mazzola was northbound on Route 46 July 14th when he turned left onto North River Road into the path of a southbound motorcycle. 49-year-old Jeremiah Giese of Niles was thrown from the bike and later died from his injuries. Mazzola is due in Warren Municipal Court today for arraignment. A woman will spend 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting a teenager. 34-year-old Alicia Harris was sentenced Wednesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. She pleaded guilty in June to 4 counts of gross sexual imposition. and 3 counts of sexual battery. Prosecutors say the victim was a 17-year-old girl known to Harris. Harris was also designated a Tier 3 sex offender. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.